Teresa's on vacation at this time, having too good a time.
Yes, yeah. You know, technically she really isn't on vacation.
I know, she's just working.
She's actually working.
It's a working time.
I thought that when I had four jobs that I had a lot. This woman, she will run circles around anybody in this world.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. But, you know, if you're going to Scotland, it's got to be a vacation of some sort.
All I can think of is food.
Oh, yeah. They had great food. I loved the dancing. They brought a group in to do the Scottish dances, and I got up with them.
That is cool.
I probably made a fool out of myself, but anyway.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Did it make you laugh?
It was a great trip. Everybody laughed.
That's all that matters.
I don't know what I was laughing, but everybody else was. I was out there, and they had playing the bagpipes, and those. I love the bagpipes.
I love it when somebody knows how to play the bagpipes.
When they know how to play them. That's good. That's good. Yes, and during this hour, we're going to be talking with Krista DeVore, a Young Retailer Award finalist here from Florida. And she went to Columbus, Ohio, and where they gave out the awards. And I think it was with Cultivate, I think it was. She'll tell us when she comes on board here with us pretty soon. And right now, I tell you what, I just want to do the dirty word of the day. I don't want to break tradition. Teresa has dirty words of the day.
Yes.
And mine today, because I gave you the perennials for color, summer through fall, I thought I would do the dirty word would be perennial, okay? I think many gardeners are confused by the word perennial because they think it means a plant that lives forever. I hate to break the news to you, but it doesn't. Sooner or later, we're going to have to go through and replace them. Botanically, perennial is a plant that continues for two or more years. So the outlives outlive annuals, and we have such things as long-lived annuals also. But perennials live for two or more years, so these plants are nice, but don't expect them to last forever, okay? Now, a lot can happen to perennials. Pests, cold, overgrown, or they just wear out. That happens from time to time with plants. Let's take one of my favorites, for instance, the pentas. They can be damaged by the cold, but may survive. It gets overgrown, has to be trimmed back, eventually decline, has to be replaced. And Lizzie was telling me about a set of pentas that are so colorful right now, you can't see the green foliage.
Yeah, there's a Publix right up the road here off of 434. And whenever I got out of my truck, I'm looking around, and you can't even see the green leaves. They're a sea of orange. Beautiful.
I love them. Yeah. And you get all different kind of colors. You get everything from white to pink to purple. It's really nice. But even they're going to have problems, and one of the problems they will have can be the cold during the summer. So plant perennials in a prepared garden site. Most need to be kept moist, mulched, and fertilized, and most need to be trimmed from time to time. And that's the hardest thing for us to do when you got a plant that's up and growing, looking great, and then it's really getting overgrown, so you got to trim it. And I suggest if you do trimming work on perennials, you can neaten them up during the summertime, what I call neaten up, lightly trimming. But somewhere around February is a good time. Good time to trim perennials, February or when they need it during the growing season. At some time, hopefully, in a matter of years, they will have to be replaced. And that's just the way it is with the perennial plants. Let me give you a list here. Well, let me do this here first. Make sure to remind you the annual plant sale. This is a Seminole Bromeliad and Tropical Plant Society and the Sanford Garden Club. And that's today and tomorrow, 200 Fairmount Drive, Sanford, Florida. If you're in the area, I'm sure you'll know where it is. Let me give you some of the flowers. I told you some of the perennials, but here's some other flowers that you can plant at this time of the year. Some of them are annuals and some of them are perennials, but things like Angelonia. Angelonia has become very popular in recent years. And you can get the white, the pinks, and the purples, upright flowers. Begonias are perennials, but they can have cold damage. I have begonias in containers, and I have cane begonias and other types, and they're just beautiful. And things like blue days, that I would call blue days, I guess it's a perennial, or at least a long-lived annual. And we have bush daisy, we have butterfly weed, and coming up soon is going to be chrysanthemums. Now, I have mixed emotions about chrysanthemums because we're going to start seeing them at garden centers, and they're not going to last overly long at this time of year, too much heat on them. So you might wait until October, November to buy your chrysanthemums, although when you see them so pretty, you're going to be tempted. Coleus, I would call a long-lived annual, but some of them are perennial-like. And so you can actually raise coleus for several years if it gets through the winter. That's the main thing. Coreopsis, great. We have the Coreopsis is our state wildflower, by the way. Fire spike, I've already mentioned that, is a great perennial. Guria, whirling butterflies, is a perennial. Heliconia, it's a butterfly. It's a plant with a kind of a bird of paradise type flower. That's what I'm looking for. But it's pretty and it's perennial, but it will die back in the wintertime, especially if we get all the cold. Jacobinia is another one. Impatiens, long-lived annuals. Lantana is a perennial, and the lantana has trouble at different times of the year, but it can be grown, and just have to prune it back and keep the flowers coming. Marigolds, Melopodium, Moonflowers, Pentas, Porterweed, Purslane, Salvia, Sunflower, Tarina, and Zinnias. They're all there. They're plants that we like, and you can go ahead and grow them as annuals or perennials. Coming up next is our questions and discussions with Krista DeVore, Young Retailer Award finalist. And from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BRUX95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
We're happy you came to join us today here on Better Lawns and Gardens. And I'm Tom McCubbin, of course, Extension Agent Emeritus. And Teresa's out. Lizzie says working. I claim anybody's in Scotland's on vacation, but she's leading the pack.
She's out jet setting across the world.
Yes, she is, and having fun, I'm sure. Hey, I want to clear up just a couple of things here. One, some person wrote in and said that Teresa gave him a formula or spray for no-see-em problems. And they no-see-em are little flies that bite and get into your skin, and they're terrible. I do not know what Teresa was recommending. She says she has a cat and several plumerians. She doesn't want to use anything except if it's safe. And I don't know what Teresa had. So when Teresa comes back, please, Nancy and Merritt Allen, give her a call or text her. And Mike in Venice wrote about the chinch bugs. Mike just emailed me. Because I don't have a way to text you right now with the products, but you have my email address, which is tommack1996@aol.com. Anybody's welcome to email me with questions and everything. Right now, please join me in welcoming Krista DeVore, Assistant Purchasing Agent at Lucas Nursery and Butterfly Encounter in Oviedo, Florida, one of three finalists in the Green Profit Garden Center Group Young Retailer Awards. And the judges, Krista said they had a tough time picking the winner, which ended up being a gentleman from Texas, and the other finalist was from North Carolina. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. And you said that you met with these other winners. And they were great people to be with.
I did. They're so wonderful, so knowledgeable and hardworking. It was really nice getting to know them, and I'm just so happy for the winner. He is such a hard worker.
Well, you know, we're proud of you because you represent Florida. You're right here in the state. You're over at Lucas Nursery and Butterfly Encounter in Oviedo, Florida. And so we're very proud of you being one of the three finalists. That's a real honor. So thank you very much for being part of that. In your write up here in the magazine Green Profit, by the way, you list several things that you wanted to do or help with. And one's promote environmental awareness, one share knowledge, and one is adapt to change. And so I just have a bunch of little questions and thoughts on that, and maybe you can help us out a little bit. And one of them, I think, with the environmental thing is, what is the trend you're seeing for native plants and pollinator plants?
Yeah, so the trend for native and pollinator plants has significantly increased since 2019. When I first started my career, you never really heard much about it, working on the floor. And then just it felt like 2020 hit, and then in 2021, that was all everybody cared about, was wanting to be more environmentally aware by buying and planting more native plants and pollinator-friendly plants. Wanting to practice more sustainable practices has really become more of a trend. And it's really nice to see that and seeing how people's care has shifted towards the environment.
Yeah, well, and you, Lucas, also, you have the big butterfly encounter, which makes it nice, and they can come out and get the plants that they need to create those gardens. Now, is it a challenge to get these plants established?
It can be, but the main point is that you want to have the right plant in the right place, and you want to have the right tools to plant it properly. So, like, making sure you have starter fertilizer, watering it on time to up until establishment. But really, it boils down to just the right plant in the right place.
Very good. And just give it the normal care, and you'll have what you need to help with the environment and invite the pollinators in. Now, a lot of residents, I know, stop by the nursery, but a lot of residents these days are also shopping online. And so is there an option for residents if they want to shop online rather than going through the mail? I know when I get things through the mail, sometimes they just come beat up, and I'm not always happy with them. But what else can they do?
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to replace that experience of shopping in store and picking out exactly what you want and taking it home. But right now, we are working on drop shipping straight to somebody's home with fresh plants, so they're not going to be going through the mail for too long. But that's still a work in progress. But right now, we do have like other gardening goods like fertilizers and tools and some of like our gift shop items online. And so far, that and seeds as well, that's also offered online right now. And it's just on our website, and you can find that
But that's been a good, it's been an interesting learning process, how to get that plant from drop shipping from the growers to the door.
Yeah. You know, a lot of companies now, not in the garden center so much, but are actually delivering the plants. And is that a possibility?
We do offer delivery service, but not online. It's just you can come in and pick out your plants and we'll deliver them. And we also have a really great crew who installs them as well.
Well, that's very good. Now, one of the things that you're interested in doing is sharing knowledge with the customers and residents, the gardeners. How is Lucas providing knowledge to its customers?
So this is my favorite topic. I think sharing knowledge and trying to educate as many people as possible is the most important thing, and that's what helps people get passionate about the horticulture industry. So we have numerous Florida certified horticulturalists through FNGLA. That's the Florida Nursery Growing Landscape Association. They're really great. They do a landscape show that we send our staff to every year to do continuing education classes. And then we also do several seminars and workshops for our customers to keep to also get them on hands-on educational opportunities for them to put in some practice with those workshops and take notes at the seminars. And we'll do really specific ones like a rose seminar or a vegetable gardening seminar. And we also offer school field trips for the butterfly encounter, and that's very educational for those kids as well.
Yeah, I think it's just important that the customers these days get the knowledge that they need, and you certainly are doing that. So what is the biggest challenge for gardeners at this time of the year?
I think the biggest challenge is when to water and when to not water. During the summer, it's just so hot, but at the same time, we're getting a lot of rainstorms, so it's hard to gauge when you should and shouldn't be watering, because you don't want to create a storm for pests and funguses and disease. So going out and just walking around and monitoring your garden should help remedy that, or if you have a sophisticated watering system, it normally can just facilitate all that for you with trapping the rain.
You know, I'm out there every day now with plants and containers watering. I'm not getting the rains. I hope you're getting the rains in your area, but last week I had a total accumulation of 1 inch of rain. And so so I'm out there watering. Sometime in containers, you're doing it twice a day, actually, just to keep moist.
Yeah, it heats up real fast and it almost cooks them in those containers sometimes.
Yeah, that's a problem also. You know, you are assistant purchasing manager for Lucas Nursery and Butterfly Counter. How do you decide the plants to offer customers? There's so many out there. There's new plants being introduced all the time. You mentioned the landscape show that's coming up this week, and I will be there also walking around enjoying. But how do you pick the plants? How do you decide what to offer to customers?
To decide what we're going to offer for customers, while we already carry a lot of plants that we know are proven to give our customers success, like you said, sometimes it comes down to a lot of research to pick out new plants. And when we go to these shows, we'll see a lot of new products and we'll ask a lot of questions and we'll see a lot of pretty beautiful new plants coming up for 2026 at the shows. So we try to kind of blend our curiosity with an appropriate approach to make sure that we're doing our due diligence to set up our customers for success. And we'll also ask since we send a lot of our staff to the shows, we'll also ask for their feedback and see if they saw anything that I might have missed as a purchasing assistant. Yeah. So make sure we get a lot of opinions and look through them and do our research.
I know you get a lot of the proven winners, which is just nice. And I'm going to tell you, one you've got to get this year is the Caladium Midnight Oil. I think that's the name of it. I'm looking to see if it's at the landscape show. And that's from Classic Caladiums, and they're down in Lake Placid. So it's supposed to be out in 2026, and maybe they'll be at the show and show it to us. But it's a dark, just about brown foliage. Kind of neat.
Yes, I was able to see that caladium in person, and it is breathtaking. I could not believe how dark those leaves were. Absolutely stunning of a plant. I'm hoping we're able to get some of those next year as well.
Yep, and it's being grown in Florida, so that's gives us an edge, doesn't it?
I think so, absolutely.
Yeah. What do we do to restart the warm season vegetable garden?
Yeah, so our seasons tend to be really hot, so coming up with restarting for the fall, you want to start probably tearing out weeds at the end of August and kind of remedying your soil if you have any amendments. But trying to get all those weeds out, replacing it, mixing it with new soil, and then probably starting your new warm season garden at the beginning of September. It's getting close. It's already August.
I know. I can't wait. I'm interested in. Let's see. What else do we have here? I'm kind of skipping through the questions here. Anything soil preparation that's important? We got about a minute.
Yeah, so you could do anything like compost, mushroom compost, black cow compost. That would be good to mix in, or any type of like microbial fertilizer. Like we had Espoma Biotone is a really great one.
Very good. So you got a lot of things there at the nursery they can get. Krista, I really appreciate you being with us today. We're so proud of you being one of the finalists for the award, and that is the Green Profit, the Garden Center Group Young Retailer Award. I bet you had fun. That was in, Columbus, Ohio?
Yes, it was so much fun. It was such a great show. Great to meet so many people. And thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be on the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the landscape show.
Okay, well, you have a great gardening day. We appreciate it very much, and thank you. And I don't think Krista will mind me telling her, but, you know, she has a young voice. She's 24 years old, and so she's a young lady.
That much knowledge.
I know.
Is
she's got all different kind of certification from the FNGLA and been working at Lucas Nursery for a good while.
And it sounds like she's going to put it to good use. You know, she's going to put her powers to good use, not evil.
She is putting it to good use, yeah. We have the second half of the hour coming up, and if you'd like to give us a call, feel free to. The number here is 1-888-455-2967. I like to do 1-888-45-LAWNS, but it's 455-2967, or you can text us 23680. And if you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, that's Saturday morning, of course, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin. It's your turn now. Give us a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or text us at 23680, 23680, and we'd be happy to answer your questions. You've got almost half an hour to get your questions answered. Here's one here that I did want to answer. This question that came in some time ago, but it has to do with one of the perennials I'm talking about. It says, I love fire spike shrubs, but mine are getting too tall and wide. Would it harm the plants to give them a heavy pruning at this time of the year? No, it won't hurt to prune them at this time of the year. Mine are just really flowering well right now, and probably yours are too, unless it's the purple one. But you can prune them back. They're vigorous. They're resilient. They just come back without any problems. So, yeah, go ahead. If you need to, you can go ahead and give the fire spike a pruning at this time. Again, number here, 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Let's talk with Jerry in Citrus Counties. Jerry, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Tom.
Yes, good morning to you.
I got a question on the snails. We got quite a few of them here near the garden. And is there a natural control for those?
Yeah, there's a natural control. It's iron phosphate, and that's what's available in a lot of the baits these days. And they're snail and slug baits. So you can get them at your local garden centers and just read the label. But it should say iron phosphate on it. Low toxicity. You can use it around animals and everything. So don't worry about it. It should be a fine for you.
Well, thank you. And the other question I have is on peppers. What's the best variety of peppers to grow that has some good production and disease resistance?
Good, yes. The best variety, I think, is one developed in Florida, and it's called Florida Bell. And so that would be
Florida
one.
Bell.
Yep, Florida Bell. I've grown lots of different ones. I've grown Revolution, which is a good one also. Jupiter is another one I've grown. I grow for the, go for the peppers that have resistance. And Better yep. Bell seems to have a lot of resistance to the bacterial leaf spot and things of that nature.
Oh, that's good. That's what I have on that's on some of mine now.
Yeah, so now is a good time to be replanting peppers. You know, I had peppers that lasted a year. It went all the way through, yeah. and I just took them out not that long ago. I just got tired of the plants. They weren't looking that good. They had a few peppers. I harvested the peppers off of them, and so now I'll be replanting very shortly. But now is the time to be planting your tomatoes, your peppers, your eggplants. I'm not an eggplant fan, but if you are, now's the time.
Okay, I appreciate that very much, Tom. Thank you.
Okay, Jerry, you have a great gardening day. Appreciate it very much. Also, some of the other vegetables that you can be planting soon would include the cucumbers and the squash, okra, those snap beans. Those are all things that you can be planting at this time. Let me do this other question that's come in, and it says, several crepe myrtles in our yard are shedding lots of bark. And they want to know if it's normal for it to do that. It is. This is part of the beauty of the crepe myrtle. And if you looked in the Orlando Sentinel gardening section this morning, great picture of crepe myrtle bark. It's one I took. You can see how pretty it is. And you have different. You have creams, the browns, the cinnamons, the pinkish as the old bark comes off. This is a neat thing that the plants do. They actually shed their bark, and in shedding the bark, they shed off any problem insects, scale insects, lichens, anything like that on the surface of the leaves. Let's go to Pinky and with a watermelon question. Pinky, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. I'm so frustrated with my watermelon. I grew the Jubilee last year and some Moon and Stars, and they did really well. I had a few split, and I understand the problem with the splitting through irregular watering and with these downpours.
Yep.
Now I'm growing Sugar Baby, which are wonderful, but they're splitting terribly, and I'm assuming it's from the downpours that we're getting. What is the Florida growers growing in Florida? How do they do it? How do they not split the watermelon?
They don't grow them at this time of the year. That's a secret to them. They grow them during the spring. All of our watermelon in Florida is, most of it anyway, is produced so it ripens between Memorial Day and the 4th of July. And that's a dry period for us. And so they can regulate the watering pretty well. Now, if they get a downpour or unusual water at that time, then they may get splitting too. But I have a friend of mine who's growing watermelons. They have the same problem. And it's just, it is a problem that they're going to split out on you. So
if I start new ones
Start now, going into the fall, be a dry time of the year when the watermelons are ripening. So in Florida, home residents can plant watermelons March and right now. Right now would be the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Pinky, thank you.
When you try so hard and they're out there splitting.
I know. It's terrible. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, Pinky.
That's a good question because I've run into that too. And I understand, like she said, the extra water, but how do we stop it? Well, you just grow it at a different time. Look at you, Tom.
Different time. We had that problem with squash also. I haven't seen it with cucumbers, but I see squash sometimes splitting. So it can be a problem for us. Yeah, so she was asking about growing watermelons at this time. Yeah, we could actually go ahead and plant watermelons. Cantaloupe is on my list here of things to plant. And along with the other crops that we've already mentioned, but we'll mention them again. Collards, if you're interested, get your collards started. Corn, cucumbers, eggplant, lima beans. A lot of people don't plant lima beans, but it is one that we can grow also. Okra. Pepper, pumpkin, if you want a pumpkin. Now, the problem is going to be, I don't think it's going to ripen for Halloween. But you can still grow them this time. And also snap beans, southern peas, squash, tomatoes, and at the end of it is watermelon there. But fruit cracking is the problem with watermelons, that's for sure. And I don't think any varieties are resistant. Now, here's the other vegetable that we have fruit cracking problems with that people don't think about is tomatoes.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Little cherry tomatoes. Some varieties are worse about it than others. One I like, Juliet. Juliet will split pretty well. I don't have the problem with Sweet Treat that much. Sweet Million sometimes, Sweet 100, and there's not anything we can really do about it if it's caused by the rains and everything coming in.
Well, I wonder if, like, Gary Bachman was talking about the earth boxes that he uses, and it seems like it has that like that rubber plastic cover, so I wonder if we can put that
has
on
a covering,
it
but it's
some of the water
it's permeable
out.
It's permeable to water, so I think you're still going to have the problem there with it. I don't know. So I think even if they're in earth boxes, they're out there getting the rains, you have a problem. But plant the plants at the proper time of the year, it won't be so bad. We still have time here. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. But call immediately so Lizzie can get you signed up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Happy to have you. We're going to pick up the pace here a little bit right now because we're in the final moments. Let's go to Robert in Plant City. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, how can I help you today?
Good. Well, you dropped my heart last week when you said there was no control for chinch bugs. But anyway, I did put my product down. It's a Spectrum product. I think it's in the Gamma series.
Yeah, it's a synthetic pyrethroid. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. But anyway, it appears to be stopped. I put some markers down to see if it's going to travel, and it appears to have done something. I will do the test, the water test, a little bit later on this afternoon. But anyway, once I get that under control, what would you think the timeline would be to replace our plug?
I would do it as soon as possible. No problem at all. Yeah. I just go ahead and get it down. You got the rains helping your water, so I would go ahead and do it now. And remember, if you have a problem with the synthetic pyrethroids working, you might try the neem product. You're familiar with the neem oils. And I did check the labeling. They have labeling. And Scott's has the Acelaprin is Scott's Grub X, so it's a possibility.
Tom, you said that yesterday I was at Southern Ag, and I did pick up some neem because neem was mentioned last week.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I use neem oil and other stuff, so let me pick up some. Okay, good. Okay,
good. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jeff in Oviedo. Jeff, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Just a quick question. I have a grapefruit tree here in Central Florida. No matter how much I fertilize it, clean the weeds around it, it will not grow. For 3 years, it's been the exact same size.
Okay, Jeff, if you have that type of situation, you got a root problem. It's probably still sitting in the ground, pot bound, and you're going to have to lift it and reset it, and maybe in the end break some of the roots apart as you're doing that. Now probably would not be the best time. Going into the fall would be better. That's when we set a lot of citrus transplants out there. But my guess is it just sitting there in that original container size, check and make sure it wasn't planted too deep also.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Good luck
we'll
to
give
you.
It a shot. Thank you.
Good luck to you, Jeff. Thank you very much. Let's go to our last caller of the day, Rico in Grant, Florida. Rico, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Fine. Have you moved on us?
No, I'm still in Valkyria.
Okay.
I'm still in Valkyria. Yes, sir. Well, I'm asking about your tomato planting this year, what the seeds you're going to be starting.
Okay. I already have variety Sugary and Juliet ready to go into the garden. I have Merit, which is another one. And forget the might be Champion. Oh, Big Beef. Big Beef is the other one. I go for the ones that have resistance, most disease and nematode resistance, because I do have nematode.
What about Celebrity?
About what? Celebrity? Celebrity's a good one. I just didn't plant the seeds this time. I was using up some of the seeds I already had supply of, and I had Celebrity for the springtime. I like Sweet Treat, which is another one. Sweet Million, which is another one. Those are all good tomato varieties and produce well. Sweet, if you like the cherry tomatoes, the small tomatoes, Sweet Treat will really do a good job for you.
Hurricane. I'm going for those Hurricane tomatoes.
The Florida, the little ones that grow vining out.
The tiny ones.
Miami tomatoes, they also call them. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, they're nice, and they grow all over the place. They're very vining. Nice for salads.
They're almost invasive.
yeah, nice for salads and things like that.
Yep. By the way, Jack's brew, dead bug brew, is spinosad.
Yes, exactly. You're right.
But it's about twice as expensive as the other, non-labeled one. Anyway, good hearing your voice on the radio. I sure enjoyed the program.
Nice hearing you again, Rico. You take care. Enjoy your tropical fruits.
Thank you. Will do.
Okay, that's very good. Rico grows a lot of tropical fruits. I've actually visited his property down there in Valkyria.
Yes.
And he has lots of tropical fruits. Really kind of neat.
He's full of a lot of energy, so I can only imagine what this man is growing and how much he has growing. He's got a lot of energy.
He's having a good time, that's for sure. Let's see. I think we're out of everything. Yeah, good. I took care of all the text messages, which were good. I have my list of things that you do in the landscape at this time of the year. And in lawn care, one of the top things is just make sure you keep the lawnmower blade sharp. They get jagged edge. You hit things as you're going around. And if you have the jagged edges on your grass blades, it encourages fungal activity. So be careful. Expanding yellow spots in St. Augustine might be chinch bugs. And we've gone over some of the treatments that are available for chinch bugs. All different kind of products out there, but not all of them working. And Dr. Adam Dale gave us some of these things that people don't use as much, the neem oil and celeprin, things that might help you out there. If the lawn begins to look yellow-green, fertilizing, you can do that if it's permitted. A lot of areas you can't do it. But as I mentioned earlier during hour number one, you can apply iron to the lawn, and that's what you will find me out doing later this afternoon. I've got to go home and mow. I got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put down these granules. I don't have an easy way of providing the liquids. I could do it through a hand sprayer, but the granules are so much easier. Sunnyland makes one of those products that you can go ahead and put out. And normally it regreens the lawn very quickly. I had a Bahia lawn one time and it was turning yellow, and I went out and got the granular product, and it worked just fine.
Oh, wow.
Greened up quick. It was a miracle. Kind of interesting. Let's see. Landscape care. Here's some of the things that I have on my list here for landscape care. What we find is that a lot of leaf spots are showing up on shrubs. They're going to get more and more as we go into fall. Crepe myrtles have already had lots of leaf spots. Some of it's Cercospora leaf spot. Probably not worth spraying for, to be honest with you. You could put on a fungicide if you wanted to, but crepe myrtles are so big, and I think it's probably better just to go ahead and let the leaves drop, and they'll put on some new leaves still. Remove excessive, this is in landscape now, remove excessive growth and thin your shrubs to avoid disease problems. Some of the shrubs are just overgrown. I mean, in my yard, they've gotten too big. In some areas, I can't get down the pathway conveniently, so I have to go through and prune them. I have a couple of them with very sharp leaves, which I will prune back and get those out of the pathway so that when I go down there, they're not jabbing into me all the time. Weeds are out of control during the summer. Lizzie and I had talked about that when we were coming up in the elevator this morning. We all have lots of weeds coming
yes.
up.
I've decided to turn a blind eye, and I'll go into more detail about that later.
Turn the turkeys on to them. Can't you pen the turkeys
right.
out around the weeds?
So their craw area that they have in the front will fill up with the grass clippings that they eat. So I have to taper out, and I can't get they're out of control whenever I let them out of their runs, and that's fine. They get their exercise. But they will literally mow my lawn down, which I'm okay with that. But then I have to worry about, is that going to actually dissolve? It's a whole thing, Tom, I'm telling you.
And with poultry animals like that, they have to have a certain amount of grit in there.
Mm-hmm. And even the grit doesn't always take care of that part of it. That takes care of their tummy. So that part, I have to massage it. It's
really?
Crazy. There's so much. I've read on this and I thought I had everything.
Turkey care. Not made easier. Another thing on my list here is renew the mulches. Mulch layers to control weeds. And keep them back a few inches from the stems and trunks. This is one of the problems I have with blown-in mulch, and that it's up against the trunks and up against the base of the plants, and during the summertime, it's going to increase rot. It just stays too wet there. So in my landscapes, I pull it back, rake it back from the trunks, but renew mulch layers at this time of the year. Don't count on summer rains. I can tell you this firsthand. Don't count on summer rains to water new plants. Most need daily hand watering if they're brand new. And there's some of them like Podocarpus. You let Podocarpus dry out and you're going to have a dead plant.
Oh,
Azaleas,
wow.
You let them die out and you're going to have a dead plant. Podocarpus, especially when they're new, and I'm talking about when they're new here. Once they get established, they're pretty tough and durable, resilient, but when they're brand new and the roots are not out in the surrounding soil, if you don't keep moist for the first couple of months, you're not going to have a Podocarpus anymore. Here's a couple of problems that I have. Don't let the vines climb trees and shrubs. Train them to an arbor or a trellis. Complete pruning of Hocoporton. Complete pruning of poinsettias, bougainvillea, and wisteria by month's end. Pruning time is over for azaleas, camellias, and gardenias. Those are just some of the things that we need to think about doing. And edge your walkways.
Yep, and walk around your yard and look at anything that could be projectiles, even though we don't have a hurricane on us right now.
Yeah.
However, go ahead and prep and go out and buy an extra thing of water. I'm just saying, do it now. There's not a hurricane fixing to hit us. However, just stay ahead of it.
You're in a hurricane mode.
Right? I'm 100%.
100%, yeah. Want to thank our guest today, Krista DeVore, Young Retailer Award finalist from Oviedo, Florida. We're very proud of you, Krista. Thank you for participating in that. Remember to check out our sponsors, Black Cow, Summit Responsible Solutions, Quality Green Specialist with Dina Venrick, and DeLand, Peterson Nursery with Hallie and Karen in Lakeland. We're certainly proud to have them. And Lizzie, thank you. You make the program special.
That's what my dad said.
Yeah, well, I agree with your dad, that's for sure. It's been my pleasure being with you today. Of course, I'm Tom McCubbin from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks, Summit year-round spray oil, and Summit green armor insect repellent. I am Tom McCubbin. It's Sunday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.